24 minutes to 4 o'clock here in London. We've got a news update coming up at 4. Stay with us if you can. In the meantime, though, the situation in northern Mozambique is worse than thought. A United Nations spokesman says days after Cyclone Kenneth ravaged the country. The storm struck on Thursday with winds of 220 kilometres per hour, which flattened whole villages. It's now thought that around 700,000 people are at risk in the area as torrential rains continue. Pemba, which is the regional capital for Cabo Delgado State, has experienced more than 2 meters of rain and flooding.
And this was the first time in recorded history that this Southeast African nation has been hit by two cyclones in one season, and the furthest north they have ever reached. Now, to tell us more, we can speak to Dr. Corinne Mathias, an associate professor at the University of Florida with expertise in tropical cyclones. Welcome to the program. Doctor, strongest storm to hit Mozambique, if not the African continent, I've been reading. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is certainly a much stronger storm than they've had in recorded history.
Well, tropical cyclones growing stronger in this region. Is this an indication or a result of global warming? Does that indicate or point towards global warming at all?
Well, we would need to place these events in context with what's happening in the next few years to see if an upward trend were to continue. So it's a little bit difficult to take one season and say that that constitutes a trend. So we'll have to wait a little bit and see if this is something that persists in the coming years.
Why is it being called an unprecedented situation? Is it because it's one of the strongest, or is it because it was Category 4 storms striking Mozambique within 6 weeks of each other?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. So these were two very intense storms, more intense than you typically see, hit Mozambique. There have been multiple seasons since satellite records began where we have multiple landfalls over Mozambique, but certainly these were the two most intense landfalls. And then, of course, with landfall, you're talking about, you know, the fast winds and the storm surge, but then the precipitation can persist for days afterwards, as we're currently seeing with Kenneth. And that just compounds the aftermath.
And also what was unusual about this is quite far north towards the equator. Tropical storms don't usually occur near the equator, do they?
Not right along the equator, but there have been storms that have formed near to where Kenneth formed and moved through this region. But it's a little bit more common that they take a turn and go through the Mozambique Channel rather than going straight through and making landfall in Mozambique.
And there's another interesting fact that I read, that Cyclone Kenneth also intensified rapidly, making it more dangerous. And why did that happen, if that's true?
Well, there were warm ocean waters underneath of the storm. And that's certainly one of the characteristics that you need, because as the winds speed up, they evaporate the water from the ocean, and then they uplift it into the storm, which releases energy, which makes the winds go faster, which means more evaporation. So it's a cycle that can keep going if there's enough energy beneath the storm.
I'll tell you what was really interesting and quite sad. The day before Kenneth struck, people were still being told that it would be a Category 1 storm. Is there just no way of telling or predicting that this could be a stronger storm 24 hours before?
Well, rapid intensification is still an area that is being studied by quite a few scientists. We're trying to better predict and trying to figure out what are the signals that might alert us that this process is going to happen. And so that's a lot of funding is going into studying that right now.
And presumably you'd be updating your predictive models, but even with advanced warning, what can countries like Mozambique now do to prepare and defend themselves? Because we have seen off the coast of Africa, you've got Madagascar and the Seychelles being hit by Category 5 storms. So what can the African countries now learn from these islands?
Well, it's a tricky situation because you've got a lot of people living along the coast and you've got very flat areas. And then people are also subsistence farmers in the area. And a study that my colleague Julie Silva and I published a few years ago, our research showed that people in this province They don't even use animals to help plow their fields. So they don't really have access to transportation to get to higher ground, and the area is so flat. So flooding is just always going to be a danger in this part of the world.
Dr. Corinne Mathias, Associate Professor at the University of Florida, thank you very much for joining us.